Hi, Sam. How are you doing?
Hello. Morning.
Morning, ma'am. Morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday indeed.
Yes, sir. Well, I see here you're speaking with Tara, and she did get you qualified for this position we have here today. Well, she sent over your file to me, just giving me a little rundown of your business, and I'm going to get into that here shortly to make sure I got a clear-cut idea of what's going to help you best. But before I do that, Sam, is there anything I could answer for you that you maybe have questions on?
Not that I have right now.
All right. Well, let's get right into it, man. So I see here that you're working with about a 60-mile service radius out of Riverside, servicing both residential and commercial concrete works. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Nice, man.
Because right now we're with Yelp and they're doing a 20-mile radius search.
Okay, but you're willing to travel like up to 60, is that right?
Yeah. Well, the furthest we've gone was Bakersfield, so
Okay.
at this
Yeah.
point it don't really matter.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's perfect. We can definitely take care of that area for you. But as of right now, I mean, you said you're on Yelp. I also see you have a Home Advisor, Angie's Leads profile. Is there anything else you currently have going on for marketing and outreach,
Now
or
the
is that about
Angie's
it?
List, I'm walking away from Angie's List.
Okay, you didn't like the
They
services.
yeah. Well, no, it's not the services, it's that you had the pranksters and the troll people show up on the stuff. So I
Oh,
just
the
walked away.
calls. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't wanna waste my time doing all that shit, so
Right. Well, we give you a business line here. With that, we're able to weed out a lot of those spoof and spam calls. We have like a lot of security essentially on those phone lines. So when you get calls, these are people that are generally calling you directly. They already saw your exposure for one reason or another. But other than that Yelp currently, because you said you moved away from Home Advisor, is there anything else you're doing for marketing and outreach?
Nope. That's about it. Just a Yelp.
Okay. Well, perfect, man. I think it's a perfect time for you just to get things going and really get some exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so considering all things, Sam, I see where you're at and where you're at as a business as well, and I appreciate you clarifying everything for me. With all things considered, I definitely think you'd benefit from just having us put you out there. We take care of course Google for you, but also we take care of 59 other directories like Yelp, Bing, Safari, Amazon Voice, and all of those. So that way, if someone has a preference, Sam, of using something else than Google to search up, you'll still show up as one of the first options that they see when they do any search for concrete services that you offer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, the thing is, that's what Yelp was telling me, that I would be at the top on Google.
Well, Yelp is one platform. Yelp is on their own platform. You are only being promoted. Think it click on gives you the list that they prompt you up for. That doesn't go directly on Google. We're putting you directly on Google, as well as we're listing your individual profile from Google up so it's easy to find. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Perfect. And like I said, along with that, it's going to be not just on Google, but it's going to take care of your Yelp so you can consolidate whatever costs you're currently paying them. We'll take care of that presence on there as well as pretty much everywhere else across the internet. This isn't just going to take care of one platform like Yelp. This is putting you clear across the internet, making sure that you're easy to find no matter where someone's looking. On top of that, Sam, we do take care of a social media aspect of this. With Facebook, we manage that. If you don't have one yet, Sam, for your business, don't worry about it. We're a partner of them as well, so we're more than happy to set that up for you, get that profile going, because we ultimately do want to run advertisements for Facebook, just simply because of how well you can target that audience, because if they're already doing searches, Sam, if they're already searching up any service that you offer, as well as if they actually come across one of your profiles, whether that's on Google, on Yelp, or anything like that, we can make sure that as soon as they get onto Facebook, they're going to see an advertisement for your business, which just because of the exposure we'd already be getting you, that's probably going to be a second look for them altogether, which is just good marketing tactics at the end of the day. That actually increases the chances of an individual calling you by about 40% just off that second look alone. So we'll definitely utilize that for you. Make sure that all your bases are covered pretty much for exposure. I see here that you don't have a website currently, right?
No, I just started.
Okay. Help you out, as I do have some access to discounts that generally we don't have. So what I'm doing for you now is I'm applying a website. We'll actually build your website for you at no additional cost. From the ground up, we'll include all of your own pictures, anything you'd like on that site, we'll put on there, making sure that with this outreach, you have a good website back of it. And so I'm just applying that, and along with that, applying that discount that Tara initially tapped me for, because you are brand new, like you said, so.
How much are we looking at?
Yeah, I'm just getting that discount for you. I'm just getting that promo applied. Okay, got that. So, Sam, with this, it's just month to month. There's no type of contract with us. It's something that you pay monthly, and you can cancel at any time, penalty-free. And we do that for the purpose of being able to, we can do this job for you. And then from there, just build a long-lasting relationship because we know the proof is in the pudding. But with that being said, that discount that I applied for you on top of the free website, it actually knocks off 50% of our normal cost for this package. So you would actually be looking at a month-to-month rate of only $299 a month. And that's actually a fixed price for you. We'll make that for as long as you have us.
So how long will that price last? Because, you know, they sometimes last only 6 months or a year, and then it goes back up.
Yeah, so if we sign you on today, that'd actually be a fixed rate for you. We'll maintain that discounted rate for you for as long as you have us, and we'll actually put that in writing for you.
And what's the regular price as well?
The regular price is $5.99 a month.
Okay. All right, I'm going to talk to my dad about this stuff. I'm thinking ahead past the 6 months.
Are you with me? I'm sorry. Dad.
You're breaking up right now. I'm trying to get over it.
Can you hear
the signal?
Can you hear me a little bit better now?
Yeah, not again.
Yeah, I heard something you say along the lines of something about 6 months.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to past the, because you know the discounts don't last that long, so I'm looking ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. So the discount that we had you on, I think I may have broken up. We maintain that discount rate. If we sign you on today, we maintain that $299 price for as long as you have us, and we actually send that over to you in writing as well. So you'll never pay above that.
Oh, okay.
Hidden or additional fees at any point. Yeah. It's just month to month. Yeah, I mean, does it seem like something you'd like to move forward on?
Yeah, it's actually more promising than the Yelp.
For sure. I mean, it's if you put it in that perspective, it's being on one platform versus us putting you on 60 different ones on top of the Yelp. And then on top of that, we're also putting out Facebook advertisements for you, and we're building a website for you. So it's not just one stop. It's literally covering every single corner of the internet for you on top of just giving you a good presence. Because that's what happens is once people actually see you, they also will look at like your reviews, which I did not mention. We stay on top of that for you too, Sam. We have a tool that we integrate to all this that reaches out to clients for you and gives them the best options, not invasive, but gives them the easiest access to leave you a good review. So that way, once we get you at the top of these directories, you have those good reviews that people can see. And when they have that and they see it in multiple places, Sam, when they're calling you, it's not so much that they're like just blowing smoke. I mean, these people have already decided and seen that your reviews are on there. They're just calling you up to essentially get the price and see when they can do it. They've already been sold essentially.
Yeah, that's better than that's way better than the Angie's.
For sure, for sure. I mean, this is actual exposure, and this is what Angie's uses actually to promote themselves. Any business with real success,
yeah.
Something like this.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, for sure, Sam. I mean, we can get this going. All that's due today is just that first $299, and you're good for the first 30 days. There's nothing additional. I'm going to get some information from you as well, Sam, just about your business, and we'll also schedule your onboarding on this same call. So just to get all this rolling for you, Sam, what are your hours of operation looking like currently?
They say 8 to 5.
And is that Monday through Friday?
Or 6 to 6. Yeah. Well, 8 to 7. Oh, 8 to 7.
8 to 7?
Yeah. Monday to Friday. Yeah, Monday to Saturday.
Okay, nice. No Sundays?
No.
And I assume you're licensed and insured with this business?
The what now?
Are you licensed and insured with this business?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have my license right here.
Perfect. Perfect.
I have a C8, so it's a concrete and masonry.
Gotcha. So what brings me to my next point, so we're going to offer you and market you for everything that you offer, Sam, all concrete jobs. But are there any specific jobs that are maybe like your money makers or maybe a specialty of yours that you want more of? Because on top of marketing you for everything, we can throw focus on things like that if you have anything in mind.
I'd have to talk to my dad about it, but I'm pretty sure we'll be all right.
Okay. Concrete work. Just general concrete work.
And patios and block walls. That's about it. We even installed decking.
Decking?
For the balcony.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. And you can always add services that you offer to this. You can text, email, or call us, and we'll make sure that you're being listed for all that whenever you'd like, as well as in that onboarding that we have that we'll schedule at your best convenience. They'll ask you about that, too. So I have to have everything.
Oh, okay.
So as for the areas we're going to be marketing you in, what are like some cities, counties, or zip codes you have in mind?
Go as far as how far are you trying to go out?
Go to Irvine.
Like Irvine, the Garden Grove area.
Okay.
Or Hammett or
Pico de Vera. Pasadena.
Okay, perfect. That gives me a perfect idea of where we're working with. And Sam, I have your first name here. What is your last name?
Lutui. L is in Larry. U is in umbrella. T is in tango. U is in umbrella. And I is in India.
Thank you. And what's a good email for you, Sam?
S-A-M-O-A, and then it's my last name, and then 92.
At gmail.com?
Yeah, at gmail.com.
So it's Sam, M-O-A-L-U-T-U-I, 92 at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And what's a good billing address for you, Sam?
3620 Snowdrift Drive, Riverside, California. 92503.
Thank you. Now just give me one moment. I'm applying that discount as well as that free website for you. Just one moment here. Okay, great. I got those two applied. So for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
What card are you going to use? Because remember, you lost your card, and I don't have an account. You know, the card we have is Mom's card. Do you guys have trial runs or?
We have to collect payment on the first thing, but we do have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Oh, okay. They'll give us the bond in 30 days if we don't like it. Okay. But you don't have a card, like I said earlier. The only card we have is Mom's. But they need the money in there right now, and they're going to pull it out. All right. The card we're going to use is my mom's card.
Okay, great. And what kind of card is that?
It's a Chase bank card.
Okay,
Visa debit.
Okay, great. And what's the name on the card?
M-E-L-E-S-E-I-N-I.
M-E-L-E-S-E-I-N-I?
Yep, that's it. The same last name.
All right, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay. It's 4427. 5670 4419-5548.
Great. And the expiration date, please.
0430.
Thank you. And the CV code as well, please.
259.
Great. Now, Sam, we're never going to give out your personal information, but just because of the sheer amount of traffic and calls we're going to have coming your way, the likelihood of a spam caller is kind of likely, but like I said, we give you a business line to weed out a lot of them, but just because of how many spam callers there are, the likelihood of one coming through is up there. So we want to make sure nothing bad happens at all. So what we do is set up a security question. That way, Sam, if we ever call you and you're suspicious about who's calling you, you would just ask us this question and we would immediately answer it for you. Now, for that, we have three different options here. Yeah, we have your mother's maiden name, we have the city you're born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
We'll go with the city I was born in, because I'm not born in the U.S.
Okay, and what's the answer for that?
P-A-G-O, P-A-G-O, just twice. Spango Pango, American Samoa.
Now, just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process the payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's just we're recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement, and it's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'll go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
And I'll clarify anything you need. All right. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, Sam, please state the name of your business.
More Concrete.
Great. And please state your name and title within the business.
I'm the owner.
Great. And are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yeah.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
Great. Now, if you could, open up your phone contacts for me. I'm going to give you our phone number. This is going to be the only one we call you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. You can say the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready for the phone number.
Great. That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225.
Okay, I got it. What was the name again?
Local Splash, like local around you, and then splash, like you're jumping into water.
Okay. Okay, I got it saved.
Great. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Great. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Perfect. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, May 23rd, 2025, in the amount of $299. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 23rd in the amount of $299. Okay. This will be a reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due.
Okay.
All right, processing that now. All right, Sam. Well, I want to be the first to congratulate you, man, and welcome you on board. I really think this is going to be a great move for you. That's honestly just going to help you thrive in the long run. I honestly can't wait to see it. There's just two things we need to do. You should have been sent a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign, and as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and get everything going. I will say that the terms and conditions are under your mom's name just because of that's who we processed it on, but we're going to make you the authorized user on this account so you can call in and everything. It's just for the time being, that's what we have to do it under. And as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule the onboarding. Hi, Sam. Are we still connected? Hi, Sam. If you can hear me, I cannot hear you currently.
Oh, shit. I had it on mute. Fuck. Okay.
All good, man.
I'm back.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did you hear that I sent over those terms and conditions I need you to sign real quick over, like,
okay,
via text and email. However, it is under your mom's name. So when you sign it off, it just have to be under there just for billing purposes. But, of course, it's going to be you as an authorized user on this actual account and who will contact about all this, but just for those purposes.
I'm looking for where I'm supposed to sign.
Yeah, so it should send you like a text that says, click here to accept subscription terms.
Oh, a text. I'm not seeing anywhere it says to push it.
Like you're already on there and you can't submit it?
No, I'm not. I can't find the button that says clicked. They're giving me websites for the invoice and for the
Yeah. So it'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to email and file. And then right after that, it says, please click here, and it'll have a little link to accept subscription terms.
Oh. So I just put my name as a signature?
It would be your mom's name.
Oh, okay. Okay, I think something happened because it took me to the login.
Yeah, that's all we needed to do. Thank you for doing that. We can go ahead and schedule your onboarding. Like I said, it's about a 30-minute call, but it's at your best convenience. We have availability all day today until 3 o'clock. Otherwise, we can just do it anytime next week. What would work better
for
you?
Can we do it next week? We're at a job site, and I got to get to work.
Yeah, what day next week works best for you? We aren't in the office Monday.
Oh, then we'll go Tuesday then.
Okay, Tuesday, and what time would you like it Tuesday?
Around 11 or 12.
11 or 12? Let's call it 11. Mm-hmm. And this phone number we're using right now, Sam, 714-443-8564 is the best way to reach you.
Yeah, you can use this number or use another number.
Okay, would another number be better, or is this one fine?
To get a hold of me, the other one would be better, but for like the estimates and stuff, this is a good number for it.
Oh, we'll take that one later. Then let me get that contact number. One moment here. Okay, what's the phone number that'd be best to contact you from?
909-637-5333. Huh? So when will I be able to activate everything?
As soon as you get off of that call with them, they're going to get right to work for you, Sam. Like, generally within the first 5 days, they put in about 100 man hours for you, and they get you the login for your portal, and they get everything going for you. We get everything set up, like the website and everything, and you verify generally within the first 2 weeks or so. And then those calls start coming in and slowly building up from there.
Okay. So I have to do that 30-minute stuff first to be able to start it, correct?
Right, because we need to make sure we're doing everything correctly and we're getting you verified everywhere you need to. It's essentially just laying down the groundwork.
I guess I was told to go ahead and do the 30-minute stuff.
Okay, you want to do that today?
Yeah, I can do it right now.
Okay, let me see here. What's the closest one we have? Let me see real quick. I'm going to go ahead and try to schedule you for 9 a.m. See if we can do that then, because we're booked out for that time period. But I'm pretty tight with that supervisor. So I'm going to go ahead and reach out to him and see if we can do the next hour. At the very worst, it'll be at 10 a.m., but for right now, okay. Let's go ahead and call it. Or would 10 a.m. be okay, just to make sure we can schedule
you? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
okay,
that's
let's
fine.
Do it at 10 a.m. All right, one moment.
And can they call the other phone numbers?
Yeah, that's the one I'm putting down. Yeah.
Okay. This phone's about to die, and I don't know if he has his charger with him.
Yeah, that's no problem. I put that 909 number as our main point of contact just for us internally. We'll promote that 714 number for you as the one you want to, like, get calls from business-related, but, yeah, I got you covered on that. All right, Sam. Well, I got you scheduled up for that 10 a.m. call. So I'll actually at the start of it, just to introduce you to the specialist that's going to be conducting everything. But otherwise, we're all good to go, man. Again, welcome to Local Splash. I really can't wait to see how we help you thrive, man. I think this is going to be a long-lasting relationship for years to come.
Thank you.
Yes, sir, Sam. Well, I'll talk to you at 10. We'll get all this rolling for you, all right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem, man. Talk to you soon.
You too. All right.
Bye.